啊，在几年前呢，有一位长老他分享啊，他们的家庭，他跟他太太的这个职责。
A few years ago, there was an elder who shared about the duties between himself and also his wife.
啊，他说他们家里啊，大的事情由他来做决定，小的事情啊，都由这个他太太来做决定。
And he said that all of the great things in his family are decided by him, and all of the little things are decided by his wife.
啊，那什么是大事情呢
？And so, what is the big thing?
啊，比如说选总统，这个是大事情。
And for example, electing the president.
啊，所以他的意思就是说，其实所有的事情都让啊，都是太太来决定。
And in essence, he was saying that in fact everything was decided by his wife.
啊，如果用这样来定义这个大事情的话，那么这个家庭啊，就啊一定非常的和睦。
And so if we use this kind of definition to define great things in a family, this family would be very harmonious.
啊，我们也有时候会想到说，人生的大事情到底是什么
？Sometimes we like to think, what are the great things in life?
啊，那我们啊来从一段圣经啊，我们啊来得到一些提醒。
And so I'd like to turn to this passage to get some reminders.
请看《创世纪》第五章。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 5.
《创世纪》第五章第三节。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 3.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。第四节
，Verse four，
亚当生赛特之后，又再世800年，并且生儿养女。第五节
，Verse five，
亚当共活了930岁，就死了。在这里，三个经节在描写亚当的一生。
Here, three short verses describe the whole life of Adam.
虽然他活了930岁啊，但是用三个经节来讲他的一生。
And even though he lived a life of 930 years, but the Bible describes his life with three verses. 啊，
那在第一节一直到20节啊，总共谈到六代的人。
And from verse 1 to verse 20, it includes.Or it encompasses about 6 generations.
那对每一个世代的人都是用这样来描述。
And for all of the generations, they receive the same description.
那如果从这一段来看呢，人生有三件大事情。
And therefore, from this passage, we see that in life there's three big things.
第一个，婚姻是人生的大事。
Or great things. Number one, to be married, this is a great thing.
那这三件事情啊，都跟神有关系。
And all these three things, great things, has to do with our God.
啊，婚姻这一件大事情啊，是一开始是神所设立、神所配合的。
And marriage, this great thing, this was established by God, and it is something that God has established.
请看《创世纪》第二章22节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
主神就用那人身上所起的肋骨造一个女人，便领她到那人的跟前。啊，这里说这个神从亚当的肋骨来造出这个夏娃。
And here it says that God has taken the rib from Adam and had made Eve.
哦，那将夏娃带到亚当的面前。
And Eve was brought to Adam.
这就是第一对的夫妻。
This is the first couple.
这是神所为他们配合安排的。
This is what God has arranged and how God has made them together.
以后人渐渐的离开了这个神的光华。
But gradually, people began to depart or deviate from the method of God.
我们请看《创世纪》第六章
，Genesis chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节，当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，第二节
，verse 2.
神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选起来为妻。第三节
，verse 3.
主说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。”然而他的日子还可以到120年，这也就说到关于婚姻这一件事情啊，在人的生活当中，就渐渐的有所改变，脱离了 这个神原来定的方法。
And so it says that as the time passed, people gradually steer away from the method of God in terms of marriage.
就不是在以神的这个安排配合为主。
They no longer emphasize on the arrangement and the will of God.
而是以人为主。
But they use themselves as the prime means.
所以是随意挑选。
And so by their will, they would select wives.
通常离开神的方法总是会带来很多的负面的结果。
When one departs from the methods of God, there will be many negative consequences.
所以在那一个世代就是挪亚的世代这个世界是就相当的混乱。
Therefore, at the generation of Noah, that generation, that world is very chaotic.
因为婚姻是这个人的生活当中很重要的一个基础。
Because marriage is a very important foundation in a person's life.
因为有婚姻才有就有了家庭。
Because of marriage, one can establish family.
这个家庭是这个整个社会结构里头的一个最基础的一个单位。
And a family is the most fundamental unit in a society.
那为什么这里讲到这个是神的神的儿子挑选这个人的女子？
And but why does it say here in verse 2 that the sons of God that they elect them for themselves the daughters of men?
我们请参考一下第四章二十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 26.
二十六节，赛特也生了一个儿子，起名以挪士。那时候人才求告主的名。这里说这个以挪士的时候，人才求告神的名。
Here says only at by the time of Enosh, when men began to call on the name of God.
所以就这样来分别这个所谓人的儿女跟神的儿女。
And by this, they are distinguished to be called the sons of God or the sons or daughters of men.
所以在当时有人是懂得来求告神，那有的呢？应该就是没有在求告神。
And so we see that at that time there are people who know to call on the name of God, there are some who did not.
所以婚姻是人生的一件大事。
Therefore, marriage is a great thing in a person's life.
那再来这个生养儿女这是人生的另外一件大事。
And the next is to have sons and daughters. These are also great things.
在创世纪四章第一节，当亚当夏娃他们得到他们第一个儿子的时候他们说：“神使我们得了一个男孩子。”
And in Genesis chapter 4, when Adam and Eve they got the first child, they said that God has given us a son.
在诗篇一百二十七篇也提到说。儿女是神赐给人的产业。
And in Psalm number 127, it says that the children, they are the inheritance given to people from God.
所以这个是也是人生的一件大事情。
So this is also a great thing in a person's life.
那第三个就是这个死亡。
And the third thing is death.
创世纪三章十九节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 19.
当亚当夏娃他们违背神的吩咐，他们犯了罪。
When Adam and Eve they sinned against the commandments of God,
他们受到他们应该承受的结果。
And so they had gotten what they had deserved, the consequences.
其中有一项就是十九节。
Among one of them here in verse 19.
十九节，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的。你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。这里说这个人就面对着这个死亡这一件事情，人从尘土来，要归回尘土。
And here tells us, as men, we will face death, for we are made of dust, and we will return as dust.
所以死亡是人生的大事情之一。
Therefore, death is a great thing that will happen in one's life.
那从圣经我们也知道人不是只是这个肉体归于尘土，这样就没有了。
And from the Bible, we know not only our bodies that our bodies return to dust, and that will be the end of it.
如果只是这样的话， 那这个也不算是什么大事情啊，人就是归回尘土，归回自然而已。
We know that that's not the end of it. For that, if that's the case, then we will only be going back to the nature.
啊，为什么看得见的这个死啊，它是一件大事情。
Why is it that the thing that we can see to the that can observe death is a great thing?
啊，因为这并不是结束了。
Because that is not the end.
希伯来书的作者说啊，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The Hebrews, the author of Hebrew tells us that everyone has to face death, and after death there is judgment.
哦，所以人不是这个肉体死亡了就结束了就没有了。
So for a person, it is not the end, if he dies.
我们请参考一下约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章二十八节。
John chapter 5, verse 28.
新约圣经132页。
John chapter 5, verse 28.
二十八节，你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来。二十九
，29，
行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。啊，在这里主耶稣也肯定的告诉我们啊，将来每一个人都要面对最后的审判。
And here Lord Jesus Christ himself tells us that everyone will face the judgment at the end.
所以从创世纪第五章啊，给我们一个提醒啊，人生有这至少有这三件大事情。
Therefore, from Genesis chapter 5, it reminds us that at least there are three great things in one's life.
那今天晚上我们就针对着这个生儿养女啊这一件事情，我们来谈一下。
And now tonight, I'd like to focus upon having or raising children as our focus.
圣经里头很多的人物事迹啊，都跟这个生儿女有关系。
There are many characters in the Bible, that has a great, relationship with how they raise their children.
当神在做啊这个拣选的时候啊，他对亚伯拉罕这么讲。
And when God is making his choice, his election, he said to Abraham.
他对亚伯拉罕说：“从以撒生的才称为你的后裔。”
Only the ones that are born of Isaac will be called your descendants.
那从以撒生的才跟我才跟这个神跟亚伯拉罕立的约啊有关系。
Only the children that are begotten from Isaac has the will have the covenant together with God.
那在创世纪二十五章也提到说，这个以撒跟利百加他们是一对夫妻。
And in Genesis, it also mentioned that Isaac and Rebecca they are a couple.
我们请看创世纪二十五章。
In Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章二十一节。
Chapter 25, verse 21.
二十一节，以撒因他妻子不生意，就为他祈求主，主应允他的祈求。他的妻子利百加就怀了孕，啊，这里说以撒、利百加这对夫妻啊，他们没有孩啊，这个啊，利百加他不能生育。
And here says Isaac and Rebecca, that they had no children because Rebecca was barren.
那这个做先生的以撒，他就为妻子来向啊，为他们。不能够有孩子啊，来向神祷告祈求。
And so the husband Isaac, on behalf of the wife, he pleaded with the Lord.
啊，那神啊听了以撒的祷告，怜悯他啊，就让利百加能够有孩子。
And the Lord granted his plea, had mercy on him, so Rebecca was conceived.
那我们从旧约圣经里头可以看到，这个旧约的选民啊，他们很对这个能够有孩子啊，是他们生活当中一件重要的事情。
And we see that from the Old Testament, people, they really care about whether or not they have children in their life.
对他们来讲，这真的是人生的大事。
So to them, this is a great thing that happens in their life.
所以当提到神对人的怜悯呢，常常也跟这个得到孩子有关系。
And often when they talked about the mercy of God coming upon them, it has to do with when they begotten their children.
在创世纪里头的 一个美丽的女子之一啊，就是拉结。
And in Genesis, one of the very beautiful women would be Rachel.
到底她有多美，我们不晓得，但是至少跟她姐姐比起来啊，她是比姐姐漂亮。
And we don't know how beautiful she was, but compared to her older sister, she was a lot more prettier.
她曾经也得到神的怜悯，顾念她，所以神就让她能够这个生养孩子。
And she, God has mercy on her, therefore she was able to have children.
撒母耳记上一开始那一位伟大的常常被提起伟大的母亲哈拿她就是用祷告来向神祈求能够有孩子。
And in 1 Samuel, that great mother Hannah, she also received her son by prayer.
什么事情让她这样子在神的面前来清心吐意，就是为了要有孩子。
What is the thing that allow her or causes her to pull out her heart before the Lord? It is because she was praying to God for a son.
在列王记下第四章提到有一个苏念的妇人她接待这个神的仆人以利沙。
And in 2 Kings chapter 4, it talks about the Shunammite woman who received the prophet Elijah.
她是一个敬畏神的人所以呢她关心她这个接待这个神的先知。
So she was a person who fears the Lord, therefore she cared about and she also welcomed the prophet.
她特别为这个以利沙先知盖了一个在这个围墙上盖了一间房间来接待这个以利沙先知。
And so especially for Elijah, Prophet Elijah, she made this little house to receive Elijah during his trip.
那这个以利沙先知就想到说这个人这么爱神爱人，那他应该怎么来报答这位苏念的妇人。
And so Elijah was thinking, she loves man and also loves God so much. And so how can he repay the love of that Shunammite woman?
后来发现说这位妇女她没有孩子。
And then he discovered that this woman had no son.
所以以利沙先知就这个靠着这个神的恩典祝福她让对这个苏念的妇人说明年你要得一个孩子。
And so by the grace of God, Elijah blessed her and telling her that tomorrow by this time you shall receive a son. Next year by this time you shall receive a son.
真的这个苏念的妇人在神的怜悯祝福之下她还得到了一个孩子。
And really under the mercy of God, this Shunammite woman, she got begotten a son.
那到了新约的时代这个儿女也常常是被提起的。
And unto the New Testament, often the children they are all often mentioned.
比如这个保罗我们很多人都认为说他可能为了传福音他没有家庭。
And for example, Paul, we thought that he is preaching on behalf of the gospel, therefore, he did not have any children.
但是保罗他称提摩太、提多都称。称他们为我的儿子，我的真儿子。
And but Paul called Timothy and also Titus, his true son, their true, his true sons.
这个老约翰这个使徒约翰他在约翰一二三书里头他也称这些信徒称他们为儿女。
And also Elder John, in John 1:2-3, he also called the members, the believers, his sons.
所以这个在当时这个教会真的是一个就是一个属灵的家庭。
So we see that the church at that time is truly a spiritual family.
像保罗这样一个没有自己家庭的人，但是教会里头的这些。晚辈就好像是他的儿女一样，在基督里头的儿女。
And so Paul, a person who did not have physical children, he sees those people who are younger in age as his own sons.
所以无论如何，这个生儿养女，这个孩子 真的是人生的大事情之一。
So does that matter? To begotten children and also to raise the children, it is a great thing that will happen in one's life.
那因为我们人啊，也被称为是神的儿女。
For because as human beings, we are also called the children of God.
我们请看回创世纪第五章。
Turn back to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 1.
亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的。第二节
Verse 2,
并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。第三节
Verse 3,
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。在这里说这个神造人、啊、有他跟其他的动物不一样的地方。
And here it says when God created man, there is a difference between how he created man versus of the animals.
其中有一样就是造人的时候是照着他自己的样式来造的。
So among one is that when he created mankind, he created them in his own likeness.
那我们也常常强调这个造神的样式啊，包括着神的那种本性。
So we say that as we are created in the characters of God.
就是保罗在以弗所书里头所说的那个真正的仁义跟圣洁。
As Paul mentioned in the
Ephesians,
that we have the true righteousness and holiness in God.
还有这个 love.
And love.
但是创世纪五章第三节啊，当亚当得到啊生的赛特的时候啊，却说形象样式和亚当相似。
And however, when Adam begotten his son, he said that he is has his own likeness, so he called him Seth.
已经不能够再说是有神的样式。
No longer can he say that he has the likeness of God.
因为这时候亚当已经成为了一个。违背神吩咐犯罪的人。
Because at this time Adam has become a person who has sinned against God's commands, a sinner.
所以从这样我们要看到一个这个人的一个转变。
And so we see here there is a turning point in the humankind.
有神的样式啊，变成有亚当的样子，变成为有亚当的样式。
First of all, in the likeness of God, but however, later on, have the likeness of Adam.
有亚当的样式啊，就是有罪人的样式。
Having the likeness of Adam is to having the likeness of a sinner.
这难怪保罗在罗马书第五章说，罪入了从一人入了世界，众人都犯了罪。
That's why in Romans chapter 5, Paul says that sin has come into this world from one person, therefore all of us, all men have sinned.
这就是为什么我们需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
And this is why we need the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要去恢复，从罪人的样式去再恢复成为有神的样式。
Because we need to recover from the likeness of a sinner to become the likeness of God.
那这个需要主耶稣基督所赐给我们的救恩。
And we, to achieve this, we need to have the salvation that the Lord is giving us.
重新成为神的儿女，我们才能够跟将来天国的产业有份。
That we once again become the children of God, then we can take part in the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
那虽然人都是亚当的后代啊，都成了罪人的样式。
Even though we are all the children of Adam and we have all taken the likeness of sin.
但是神还是爱着人啊，神还是看重人。
But still, God loves the mankind and God cares about mankind.
所以特别在圣经在这个利未记十二章啊，就特别提到了有关这个生孩子的事情。
Therefore, in Leviticus chapter 12, especially mentioned things pertaining to birth.
那里在提到有关妇女在这个生育的时候的一些 这个宗教上的礼仪。
And there it talks about the rituals that they need to perform as one is having childbirth.
所以在利未记十二章里头啊，提到三个重点。
And in Leviticus chapter 12, it mentioned three important things.
这个生小孩的妇女啊，他们要因为这个生小孩啊，要在礼仪上啊，他们成为不洁净。
First of all, because the woman is giving birth or has conceived, they had become ritually unclean.
那所以他们必须要在家里留在家里这个33天或者66天。
And so they have to stay home for 33 days or 66 days.
我们请看利未记十二章。在旧约圣经136页。
Turn to Leviticus chapter 12.
十二章第四节。
Chapter 12 verse 4.
妇人在残血不洁之中要在家居33天，她洁净的日子未满，不可摸圣物，也不可进入圣所。第五节。
Verse 5.
她若生女孩就不洁净2个7天，像污秽的时候一样，要在残血不洁之中家居66天。这就讲到这个他们生小孩的妇女他们要留在家里33天或者66天。
And so here it talks about those women that has given birth has to stay home for 33 or 66 days.
这是在礼仪上的不洁净。
And so ritual, in terms, in ritual, this is, they are deemed unclean.
但是如果我们从另一个层面来看其实这也是神的一个对人的这种怜悯顾念。
However, if we look at it from another perspective, this is also a mercy and kindness from God to humankind.
让这些生产的妇女她们能够留在家里能够得到充分的休息休养。
And so that these women they can recover and receive rest. Within their own house.
所以这些妇女她们也是受到重视、受到保障的。
And so that the women are also protected and also look after.
在很多的社会里头常常会对妇女有不平等的对待或者是扭曲的一个对待。
And often in other societies, we find unequal treatment or unfair treatment to the woman.
但是我们从圣经里头来看这个妇女的地位是事实上是被重视的。
And so from the perspective of the Bible, we see the status of women are cared upon.
这是一个健康的社会应该有的现象。
And this is a very healthy a phenomenon for a healthy society.
每一个人权都应该是被重视的。
For all of everyone's right needs to be emphasized.
这样家庭才会和平快乐。
Only then can the family be joyous and happy.
社会也才能够和平快乐。
Only then can a society be joyful and happy.
所以当时他们的每一个家庭有了孩子，他们都能够以一个喜乐感谢的心来领受神的赏赐。
And so as they begotten their children, everyone can rejoice and give thanks within their own homes.
再请看利未记十二章的第三节。
Let's read verse 3, same chapter 12.
第八天要给婴孩行割礼这里讲到如果是生的男孩子，第八天要为他们行割礼。
And here it tells us if it's a male child on the eighth day, he should be circumcised.
这个是已经是在摩西的时代。
And so this is in the Moses' time.
那事实上，在亚伯拉罕的时代神就已经要他们这个做行割礼的事情。
And in fact, in Abraham's generation, God has already requested that they be circumcised.
神是信实的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
所以神一直很强调他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And so he cares about the covenant that he has established between himself and Abraham.
神 好多次的来跟亚伯拉罕提到这个所立的约。
Many times God mentioned to Abraham about the promise or covenant he has between him and Abraham.
所以到了创世纪十七章的时候啊，神甚至说用割礼来做立约的记号。
And so till Genesis chapter 17, God even used circumcision as the sign of between their covenant.
请看创世纪十七章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章第十节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 10.
你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我以你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们当遵守，所当遵守的。十二节。
Verse 12.
你们世世代代的男子，无论是在家里生的，是在你后裔之外用银子从外人买的，生下来第八日都要受割礼。十三节
，verse 13，
你家里生的和你用银子买的都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们的肉体上，做永远的约。十四节
，verse 14，
但不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因为他背了我的背了我的约在这里神强调确定。他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And here God once again recounted and emphasized and repeated saying regarding the covenant between him and Abraham.
所以到耶稣降生的时代啊，他们还是这样在做。
And so even to till the time when Jesus Christ is born, this is still practiced.
那甚至他们在为男孩子行割礼的时候，顺便为他起名字。
And it is also at a time when they perform circumcision that they would name their child.
那在耶稣雅记第五章里头啊，就引申啊，就提到说这个行割礼啊，就是去除掉这个他们的羞辱。
And in Joshua chapter 5, it further extend the meaning of circumcision to that of removing shame.
那在新约的时代啊，他们也曾经为了非犹太人，他们来信了耶稣，要不要行割礼这个事情，在争论。
And also in the New Testament, they even had arguments regarding those Gentiles who are not circumcised.
结果靠着圣灵的带领，他们知道说非犹太人。不一定你不需要行这个割礼。
But according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if they are Gentiles, if they are non-Jewish person, then they do not need to be circumcised.
这个在新约时代，割礼跟这个立约跟得救没有关系。
In the New Testament, circumcision has nothing to do with salvation.
我们请参考加拉太书第六章。
In Galatians chapter 6,
加拉太书六章十五节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 15.
新约圣经267页。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 15.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。在这里保罗他就讲到，在新约时代要紧的是要成为新造的人。
And so here Paul tells us that what's important is that we have to become a new creation.
那成为新造的人，第一个层面就是在耶稣基督里头受洗归入基督。
And so to be a new creation, the first step to do is to be baptized into the Lord, to belong to the Lord.
所以在哥罗西书第二章就有保罗就提到这个割礼是预表着新约时代的这个洗礼。
And so in Colossians chapter 2, Paul mentioned that the circumcision refers to the baptism in the New Testament.
好，请我们再看回利未记十二章。
So let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 12.
生儿女这是人生的大事。
And so to have children, this is a great thing in one's life.
所以神也看重所以也给他们很明确的指示。
So God cares about this, and so God gave them very clear instructions.
利未记十二章第六节。
Chapter 12, verse 6.
满了洁净的日子，无论是男孩是为女孩，他要把一岁的羊羔为欢祭，一只雏鸽或是一只斑鸠为赎罪祭，带到会幕门口交给祭司。第八节。
Verse 8.
他的力量若不够献一只羊羔，他要起两只斑鸠或是两只雏鸽，一只为欢祭，一只为赎罪祭，祭司要为他赎罪，他就洁净了。在这里提到第三个重点，就是他们要生了小孩他们要献祭。
And here's the third important point is after they have their children, they have to offer sacrifice.
包括两个祭，一个就是欢祭，一个就是赎罪祭。
And so two sacrifices, one is the burnt offering, the other one is the sin offering.
这个欢祭它包括着这个赎罪，包括着这个除罪跟这个感这个对神的这个感谢。
And so burnt offering includes the removal of sin and also thanksgiving to God.
所以为了让这个生孩子的妇女得到洁净所以他们献这个欢祭。
So in order for the woman to be purified, they need to offer these sacrifices.
那也借着这个欢祭是馨香的祭来感谢神的恩典。
And so through the burnt offering, there's a very fragrant offering, they give thanks to God.
那另外也要献上这个赎罪祭。
And the other thing is to offer also the sin offering.
如果这个所生的头胎是男孩子的话，那这个献祭就更有它的纪念性以及它的意表性。
And if the firstborn is a boy, then it has even further meaning and more remembrance.
因为这在纪念他们的这个出埃及。
Because they're trying to recall how they have exited Egypt.
这个神在埃及降下最后一个灾害。
And for when God has sent down the tenth plague.
全埃及地的无论是动物人的这个长子都被击杀。
Throughout the land of Egypt, including the animals and that of men, the firstborn are killed.
只有以色列家的这个头生的没有被击杀。
Only the firstborn in the house of the Israel that they did not die.
所以从此以后，这个头生的男孩子是归神的。
Therefore, from that time forward, the firstborn of it's a boy, that boy has to be offered or he belongs to God.
那他们要用这个赎罪祭把这个头生的把它赎出来。
And they had to use the atonement offering to redeem the son.
所以在主耶稣降生的时候，第八天这个行割礼而且也献上这个欢祭跟赎罪祭。
And so when Jesus was born, he was circumcised on the eighth day, and also the burnt offering and sin offering was offered.
那今天这个也意表着我们新约时代，我们每一个人我们每一个人都像是长子，都像是头生的。
And so this also prefigures that in the New Testament, every one of us, we are all firstborns.
我们都是被主耶稣的宝血所救赎所买来的。
For we are all purchased by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第三二十三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23.
从二十二节看起。
From verse 22.
新约圣经三百二十五页。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
二十二节，你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。二十三节。
23.
有名录在天上诸长子之会所共祭的总会。有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂这提到天上的耶路撒冷就指着这个教会。
Here it talks about the heavenly Jerusalem, the church.
那里是这个所有的长子 这个共祭的地方。
And it is a place of the assembly of the firstborns.
啊，就是说今天在教会里头，我们每一个人在神的眼中都是那个头生的长子。
That is to tell us that every one of us who are within the church, we are all firstborns, in the eyes of God.
啊，我们是被主耶稣的宝血所买来、所救赎的。
We are all purchased, and redeemed, by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都接受了赦罪的洗礼，啊，已经被赦罪、被救赎。
That we all have received the remission.And washing the water baptism that will remit our sins, and that we are all saved.
所以生儿养女，这是人生的大事。
Therefore, to bear children and to raise them, this is a great thing in one's life.
所以婚姻是人人都应当尊重的。
And so we know marriage is something we all of us has to respect.
所以我们常常为教会的这些未婚的青年，我们来为他们的婚姻的事情来关心，来为他们代祷。
And therefore, for on behalf of all of the youth in our church, unmarried youth, and we pray on their behalf.
我们也要常常为教会里头的这些小孩、青少年，为他们来带领他们，来为他们祷告。
And also for the children, the young children in our church,we need to guide and lead them, and also pray for them.
就像保罗、彼得他们那样的，约翰他们那样的心情，教会里头的这些小孩、青少年就是我们的儿女。
Just like Paul, Peter, or John, they looked upon all of the congregation members as their own children.
我们可以的话，我们在许许多多的方面都来关心他们，都来为他们祷告。
And when possible, let us all pay attention to them and also intercede for them.
在生活上，在信仰上，能够成为他们的榜样来带领他们。
And also in our own lives, and we can all set examples so that they can follow us.
让我们大家都能够一起在主耶稣基督里头来恢复神。起初跟神一样的那个样式。
And so that all of us can recover our likeness within the Lord when He has first created man.
一起唱诗314首。
Let us sing in number 314.